Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. Being connected and tuning in to our senses keeps us alive. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to dive into the importance of sensuality, being able to be tuned into our sensuality, paying attention to our sensuality, living and being sensual beings. We are here to be human, and to be human is to be a sensual being. We have five senses, plus you could add in, you know, sixth sense type capacities, and that's what we're here for, to really enjoy that, be with that, and play being human in all of our senses. Our sensuality is what helps us make sense of reality, and it's important. Today, as I was vibing on this, I realized that even though this has come up throughout this week as an important thing, and it's one of those things I feel like I talk about all the time, and so I definitely didn't plan on doing another podcast about it. But it was definitely prominent in my sphere through the past week. And today, though, where it went for me was even in that sense of more, as well as being able to handle life, integrate, and be with pain. Because when we are tuned into our senses, we are tuned in. We are feeling more. And that can be something that we tend to turn off unconsciously, subconsciously. We get out of our senses. We get out of our body. And we do that sometimes because we don't want to deal with and or feel the intensity of what is around us, what we are experiencing within and what we are experiencing without, meaning outside of ourselves. So it reminds me of, you know, when my nose started getting really, I mean, my nose has always been sensitive as a sniffer. My sense of smell has always been pretty sensitive. And yet when I quit using more mainstream laundry detergent, my nose got extra sensitive. And I noticed how much I will turn off my sense of smell when I'm smelling things I don't like. I do the same thing actually with my sense of hearing, you know, really loud drums or going into loud areas. I do this thing where I just naturally dampen the noise. I naturally plug my ears almost. And so it's the same with all of our senses then, and really getting out of our sensual body. We turn it off. We turn off our senses. And in that, we're not feeling as much and we're not feeling connected to ourselves. But the thing is being connected and tuning into our senses keeps us alive. It also keeps us safe because we are tuned in. We are sensing the things. We're feeling what can come next. We're connected to ourselves, so we're able to make really great decisions for ourselves. I mean, not 100%. We're not aiming for perfection here, but we make better decisions for ourselves. And we also have that capacity to pick up on other things, our intuition, our higher self, whatever that feels like for you, however you experience that, which could be considered that sixth sense. And all of those things help keep us alive. Same with, and safe, same with listening, hearing, seeing, whatever our senses that we have capacity to use are available to us. That keeps us alive, and it keeps us alive in that safe sense, and it keeps us alive in our aliveness, because when we're tuning into that, we're feeling really connected and we're amplifying our aliveness. And so, again, with today, I was really feeling the importance of sensuality in that sense of really feeling what's going on, which means facing anything that doesn't feel super great sometimes. So you can be with it, because then on that flip side, getting more into that bliss and pleasure side of everything, you're able to feel more and experience more of that pleasure and awesomeness. Because again, it can be coming from all of your senses, the delight from the sense of smell, the touches, the energetic sensations, the tastes, it all gets amplified. It's this moreness, which has been so huge for me lately. It's like more, 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 more. And so, you know, you get to experience more, but in that you will experience more of whatever the yuck is too. And yet I have to add that experiencing that at that level tends to help it shift and move and change more quickly, where you do get to the other side, or you get those gifts more quickly from whatever feels more yucky. All right. So another thing that I feel with that feeling and that processing and just amplifying all of that and having more of that is I feel that when we're in our sensuality more, it's easy for us to shift. So you're used to, you become more used to tuning into your senses and being in that, that you're feeling yourself. So you're feeling your own felt state. You're feeling your own current state. And with that, you're also then able to shift it a little bit more quickly. So the ideal right now that I'm thinking about is when you're out in the world and it's like work mode, or, you know, it's just kind of more of that. You've got maybe different barriers up when you're out in the world, and then you're able to come home to your lover and it can all fall away so much more quickly. Because you're used to tuning into your senses, and you can even sense as you walk in the door what shifts. So it's what's shifting within you, what's shifting with even that, even being like a program, you know, almost like a like Pavlov's dog, right? You know, or when you walk into the door, it changes automatically for you. It becomes more automatic that now you're here and you're going to shift into this other state of being, because you're going to be in your senses. You are already in your senses, but you're shifting into this other mode. And, you know, maybe that's not something where you're at for it yet, but that is something that I discovered for myself. The more I was in my sensual being, the easier it was for me to shift states. And I just wanted to give some sort of real life example to that, so that you can maybe try it on a little bit. But it applies anywhere. It could apply to shifting states from being in a store to a parking lot to a meeting to an interaction with a friend to an interaction with a coworker, and, you know, just whatever it is, because you're already in your sensual self. You're already feeling everything, smelling everything, tasting everything, hearing everything. You're already being that. So it's easier to just shift as you desire as well, and for each environment, because you're tuned in, you're connected. And I feel like that's the biggest thing too, is it just really amplifies your connection to yourself and being able to shift those yuckier states too, because you're really with the whatever it is. All right, that is my inspiration drop on sensuality today and why and how it's important. And so the invitation is for you to make that a little bit more of a priority in your life. Take time to breathe. Take time to feel, smell, taste, hear, all of it. See, look at the beauty around you. And really just drop into your senses. wherever you are, over and over and over again throughout the day. All right, I hope that serves you, and let me know in the DMs and Instagram at the Crystal Franco what landed for you from any of that today. And of course, if you need any more support, you can reach out. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at the Crystal Franco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.